For many students with disabilities, school closure has been a major setback. That's because, in addition to regular classes, these students get extra support, anything from tutoring to help walking and eating. And as NHPR's Sarah Gibson reports, many families are wondering when their kids can resume these services in person.
Every night, 16-year-old Thomas Ryan and his mom sit down with their two Scottish Terriers and review step by step the next day's schedule. But in the morning, if his mom is working or can't help, Thomas can forget which class he has and how to find his schoolwork on the computer.
I'm trying to remember what I did which day and what the name of the file was.
Thomas has a slew of learning disabilities, including ADHD and autism, that make it hard for him to focus and follow directions. So remote learning is a struggle.
I feel mostly exhausted and burnt out from the amount of stuff I have to do to try and keep up with the remote learning.
Thomas is one of over 30,000 students in New Hampshire with diagnosed disabilities. And to help them succeed in school, they have individualized education plans, known as IEPs, that spell out the in-person services a district must provide under federal and state laws. But with the pandemic, districts have to create a whole other system.
It's so new to everybody. It's all a learning curve around how are we doing this and what does each student need?
That's Rebecca Fredette, Special Education Director at the New Hampshire Department of Education. She says not all special ed can happen over Zoom, so the DOE is recommending districts bring small groups of students with particularly complex needs into the school building. But barely any districts have done this, citing public health and liability concerns. And so for the last few months, Fredette says,
some of our more severe students have not gotten the one-on-one support that they need, and they regress so quickly that, you know, have we impacted their education long-term?
A lot of districts say services have continued remotely for the majority of special ed students, but quality varies. At least one district doesn't allow one-on-one video conferencing between staff and students. Other districts are scaling back their services, focusing less on new material, more on retaining existing skills. That's what speech pathologist Kim Gillis is doing, but she says it's still hard. She works with special needs preschoolers in Pembroke and Allenstown.
All of us are working, as licensed staff, are working actually probably more than our regular hours that we were working before.
Her schedule is packed with Zoom calls with her students to help them maintain their speech skills. And in most cases, she needs parents to supervise.
I think what we're asking of families is very hard for many families. So let's say they have me for a speech session, they have an educator session, they have an OT session, and some of our kids have a PT session. That's a lot of sessions to call in for.
And calling in has its limitations. Thomas Ryan, that teen we met earlier, is meeting with his paraprofessional and writing specialist via Zoom. But the internet connection is bad, and his progress has been slow. His mom, Maura Ryan, says it's scary watching her son miss essential steps of his education.
I'm worried that he's missing steps and that he won't be able to move forward, or that when he tries to move forward next year, he won't know those steps, so he'll be trying to run when he just started crawling.
Ryan is hoping her son might be able to catch up with in-person services over the summer, but no one knows how the pandemic will affect special ed services this summer or even next school year. Sarah Gibson, NHPR News.